Hello.
Welcome to the next edition of Numcast.
Wow, it's great to be back.
We've been back for a while, Josh.
Shh. Sorry. It's great to be back after
It's great to be back after our very long absence.
Yes, that's what I meant. And anyway, it was the previous
one. Pretending
we
didn't do the other one, Bottery, you fool.
You just talk to someone who doesn't exist.
Sorry, Bottery? Yeah. I'm going crazy.
Ah,
hello, Leonard.
Who's Bottery and Leonard?
Exactly. Ooh.
Maybe we should introduce Bottery.
Ah, yes. Well, just let me turn his mic on.
That's a start.
And they're looking on mute. Hello, people.
That's Bottery.
Get used to his voice, because we won't be introducing him again.
Really?
We have another member as well.
We do.
Would Bottery like to introduce the other member?
Ooh, yeah. Your first introduction. Ooh, can you do it right?
I'm quite nervous.
Pressure.
Okay.
Pressure.
Okay.
Pressure.
Right, look,
pressure.
I can't
pressure.
Say it when you pressure. Say pressure.
Pressure. Pressure. Pressure. Pressure. Pressure.
Okay.
Pressure. Pressure.
Here's Foxy.
Fuck on!
Yes. Or not, as our show does not promote sexual promiscuity.
No, yes, we do.
It's not for sexual promiscuity.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Do we now?
Yeah.
Excuse me, we're 12A.
You realise...
Slash me winks at Smitty.
Slash me says 12A.
Yeah, but with you it doesn't count, Joe.
The
sexual tension has been going on for ages.
True, true.
It's not promiscuous.
It's not sexual promiscuity. It's just a basic rock on slash fuck off combo. It's
true.
Quite, yes.
So why can't you do rock off?
Because... It's
rock off!
Because the primary thing is the fuck off as it's near next to each other.
That people will have to upload an image of the new symbol hand gesture.
Yes, fuck off.
I'd still prefer to either do the rock on sign or the death metal claw.
Death metal claw.
If you're swearing, just swearing.
Yes.
Maybe it should be like this.
No, remember, they can't
people.
See. That's what we're doing.
That's what it is.
Oh, right, I was actually watching you.
Bottery is now quite retarded and will be gilled in a minute.
Really?
Yes.
People don't know this gill thing yet.
Well, then maybe they should go view a website, website.
I'll put
Foxy over. Should we introduce the gill thing then now?
I think we should.
Okay, basically, to gill somebody is to give them a friction burn on the back of their neck with your hand after they've done something quite retarded.
Was that a fill? I just heard the fill, people.
And so, Bottery is now about to be gilled.
Oh, sorry. I was just filling in.
This my hat.
For fun.
Ow.
I like it. Oh, he's being gilled. You can hear...
That's a live gilling.
I just got gilled.
This is like lambasting all over again.
I got gilled.
Ah,
live.
Damn right.
It's just... It's coming back.
Do you remember the classic lambast?
Yeah, that was good, that. That was good. Good times. I'm gonna add a bit of
variation. Back in the day.
I added a bit of... I changed it to a D, then.
Ooh. Key change.
To an E?
Key change.
I'm voting with a fill. I'm voting silence and the fill. Okay, people.
What? Okay, silence. Silence.
That was lame.
That's it.
Try, give me a better fill, Joe.
There's only one fill option on your keyboard.
Yeah, but do it again.
Do
see
it again.
If it comes up with it.
No.
That's shit.
I could make up my own fill using percussion, but it'll just be me doing double bass drum.
Go for it.
Do it.
I can't do it with one hand. My fingers just
You
don't
do know that they're different double. They're different bass noises.
Fill being created.
I don't like this. I say stop and just press the fill button.
In progress.
I say we stop messing around the fills and do something productive.
Yeah, we should actually, like... They don't care about the fills.
Something amusing happened earlier.
Should we say?
Okay,
should we say about the competition that we've got going?
We do have a competition.
We've got a competition, but we're not going to tell you what it is.
No.
So you got to keep on listening.
Yeah, first
we
of all,
can tell the gist of it,
No.
It's a very mint competition, and the prize is awesome.
Yes, let's just say we have a very good competition with a very awesome prize.
A very good competition with an awesome prize. Yes.
We'll tell a funny story.
Totally screwed the joke. We were all going to say, a very good competition with an awesome prize. I believe that was the joke.
Well, it was a very good competition with an awesome prize.
I think it was a very good competition
Not
with
a
an
very awesome,
awesome
competition with a good prize.
No, it's
so
the both.
I might get this right. There's a very good competition with an awesome prize.
No, there's an awesome competition with an even awesomer prize.
This joke's got boring, I think.
I believe it has. Time for a track.
I think we're going to go for some Placebo, Nancy Boy.
For like the 20th time. But never mind.
No, the first time.
Email us for further details on smiddy@numcast.com or
joe@numcast.com
or crew@numcast.com.
That's because Foxy and Bottery don't have their own email
Which
addresses.
Which is lame.
But they will soon.
Yes. So here is the first track.
Introduce it, Foxy.
This is Nancy Boy by Placebo.
Do
And we're back.
Yeah. It took you a while to come up with that one, Barry.
It did. That's because I switched my headphones on and my microphone was between my knees.
I'm having technical problems with... Oh, it's working.
Phil!
You can't talk to her.
I was having trouble with the back music there.
I want to hear the Phil for this.
Phil?
Oh, the Phil. Purple button.
Who's Phil?
This is Phil.
The filmmaker goes silent. That's immense.
That's a bit of a problem there. How do I get it back?
I don't know. Turn it off, then turn it on again.
No.
Turn it off, then on again.
Have you turned it off, then on again?
You gotta keep talking to the... Oh.
No, you've gotta turn it off and wait for it to go off, because it's got a small residual amount of charge.
There we go. Okay.
We may have... Good old school keyboards.
We may have...
Gotta love them.
Okay.
Backing music very soon. We have actually...
I'm trying!
We've actually killed the backing music here.
It might just be the...
Hey, what was that? It was the wire. That's what's done it. It's the wire. Here we go. Ooh.
Yeah, you
there you go.
God, that wire is shit.
Yep, it's the only wire we have left.
Okay,
press... Kirby, if you're listening to this, can we borrow another wire?
Look, we can use one of mine.
It's not actually the wire, it's the keyboard. These old school keyboards, you have to sellotape them up, otherwise, because they're all fucked.
No. That's a pretty mint one. I was like the 12th person to order one, so I got one of the ones that weren't that fucked.
The wires
just
to
stop
that, it is that wire though, because remember when we play guitar with the amp?
Yeah, that wire's continually.
Should we try pressing the fill button now and keep our fingers crossed?
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Wow, I did a little.
Wow, that was pretty good. Cool.
I did quite like that.
I did.
Are we going to tell them about the competition yet?
No. Let's just mention the fact that there is an awesome competition.
Should we give them the gist behind it?
We'll add a bit each every now and then.
But I mean, we've still got another song to play, and then we're doing the competition.
Yeah. So what can we say? We could explain the prize.
Is music knowledge based?
Yes.
And the prize. See what you do. Once you've emailed us with the correct answer. Any of us, that is. You can email any of us at smiddy@numcast.com.
joe@numcast.com. Not them two at numcast.com.
But at thecrew@numcast.com.
That is a valid email address.
In a week or two, they'll probably get their email addresses. Buttery, don't do that.
Just in case anyone misheard, it's just crew@numcast.com.
What?
It's crew@numcast.com. It's what? crew@numcast.com.
It's crew@numcast.com. Not just one dot.
I know, I almost got confused there. I would have like been emailing like double dot. Oof. Insanity. Anyway, back to the point.
Anyway, the prize, once you've emailed us with the correct answer...
Is awesome.
...is that you get, firstly, a shout-out on the next show. Secondly,
you can't buy that in stores.
Exactly, you cannot buy that in stores. That kind of publicity.
Oh, but you could probably bribe one and or all of us for that with money, large amount of money.
Let's go with no.
But anyway, secondly, if you have a song suggestion, we will do our best to play with it.
I've just thought.
Stop fiddling with your wire.
Smitty. Sorry. We can improve this. If you happen to be a member of a band. Or record your own music, generally. You could send us one of your own songs, and then we could play that for you.
We would play that.
And
with lots of positive praise.
Yes.
Unless it's shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, you'll get it played. And we'll probably mock it for a... We'll probably talk about it more if it's bad.
Yeah,
because
true.
We'll be mocking it for a while.
But obviously, if it isn't actually bad, it's just our opinion, then you're sorted, because other people will like it.
Exactly. Someone will like it in the world, I'm sure. Yeah. And obviously everyone in the world listens to this podcast.
Everybody. Yeah, absolutely.
So in further news, may I bring up the microphone bit now?
If you like.
If you want to, I've forgotten what this bit is.
It's the PlayStation 2 thing.
Oh yes,
It was mentioned literally 3 minutes ago.
Okay. I don't think it was literally 3 minutes ago. Well, I think you're lying. You're a lying bastard, and I hate you.
Okay, well I shall stop lying.
I'm trying to add drama.
Okay. Basically, you know the Songstar things for the PlayStation 2? The microphones that use them, they have a little quarter-inch... Is it quarter-inch jack? Or is it smaller? Or is that what they're called?
Is it 7mm or...
It's the ones... It's just the headphone socket.
You know, your usual things. Like iPod headphone, you know, the usual...
That's just 2, 3mm, I think.
a headphone jack, basically. Use that, and you can plug it into a speaker, i.e. iPod.
By the way,
or
we are not supporting iPod in any way, shape, or form. So every time I say iPod, accidentally we mean MP3 player.
I was just exploiting their commercialism and the
fact
that everyone
creative
knows them.
Zen, personally.
Yes, well, moving on from the lameness.
Anyway, carry on, Foxy.
Moving on from the ness. Basically, you plug it into your iPod, and you can actually listen through the microphone, not through your headphones. And it's really quite insane, because you'd be walking down the street just with a microphone held next to your ears, and you'd look quite insane.
But it would be quite amusing at the same time.
Well, yeah, but you'd get quite laughed at.
Yeah, but that's part of the fun, isn't it, really?
I suppose.
I presume that would be why you did it, not because of a lack of headphones.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't got my headphones with me today. I'll use my PlayStation microphone.
But who actually owns one of these?
I did know
someone who you know, obviously.
Yes, Adam's little sister.
Is it the game where you're meant to sing?
Yeah, it's that SingStar
thing. I did know someone who had it, because I remember I was attempting to sing Franz Ferdinand, because it was
really
the only average song they had. The wow. rest
was it Take Me Out?
Yes.
Genius.
Take me out. Take the mic away.
Don't worry, I have.
Take the mic off, Foxy.
Done. That could be a game. Whoever gets it the fastest when he's doing something stupid. But luckily, we've hidden everything in one corner.
Yeah, I'm looking after all the things like the guitar, the radio, the two harmonicas. Though I could always be annoying and start playing with them.
No, you could be, but I can still mute you.
Meet you?
True. You could meet me.
That's quite scary. I don't want to know what that involves in any way, shape, or form.
Presumably, okay. It's saying hello to them.
maybe, how are you?
Hence meeting, like, I'll meet you at train station.
But I'm too shy to meet people new. Anyway.
Oh. Everyone say, aw.
Why am I?
I'm not going to say, aw.
You just did.
If you want, we can do some owning on live Numcast if you want.
How exactly would that work?
Well, I could just own somebody.
Well, we regularly own someone.
Well, if you want, I could own Bottery right now.
Go on.
Okay, which one should we use?
Which one? I'm slightly scared now.
I think we should use the biology one. Would you agree?
What biology one?
Joe.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Neither do
I. This is some story you were telling me about when you got owned, but it wasn't that good.
Oh.
To be honest.
I can't remember this, but please explain, Foxy.
Would you like to explain?
Yes. It was quite the severe own, actually. Basically, Mrs. Toast asked somebody to ask somebody else a question. And so Bottery said, oh, don't ask me, I'll get it right. And then he got it wrong. And it was quite. He got quite owned. And he turned to Kieran and said, oh, you wouldn't get it right. And so Kieran got it right.
Did Kieran tell you the story?
Yes.
Well, he's
and then,
lying.
And other people did as well, basically, so.
Why, just because I'm an idiot?
Oh my god, we finally got stereo.
No, what, we're in both ears?
I don't have
I'm
stereo.
I'm going in both ears.
What the fuck?
I pulled my cable slightly accidentally and it just came onto both, I think.
I just dropped the F-bomb, people.
I can't really tell, though. But
what?
Never mind.
I swore, using the F word.
Oh, I thought you meant you farted.
You mean fuck?
You don't know what an F-bomb is. You're lame. I'm pointing and staring with my mouth gaped open. Well, I'm not, because I'm speaking.
Bottery, the term is slash me points at Smitty.
Slash me. I'm not lead.
None of yous are cool enough.
I'm even fading out.
Asterisk sucks. You can do slash me on MSN now. Anyway, that's last week's.
Anyway, yes, we'll continue on from this owning story. And basically,
Bottery
got owned. End of story. So, is there any more news?
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha.
Yes, thanks for the laughing. I'll stop muting. Is there any more stories?
I doubt it. I believe that this segue, as they call it in radio terms, is getting a little
may
stale.
I just,
now.
Maybe we should play
so
another song.
So either we should inject it with life, or we should play a song.
I say a song.
Can I just
say,
before the song, can I just mention, we have an awesome competition with an awesome
prize. I forgot
prize.
About the competition.
Yeah, yeah. I believe we haven't talked about the competition in like 5 minutes. So
ooh.
We need to talk about it some more.
Yes. Are we going to give them another little hint? Because it is the song after next. So.
Mm. Ooh, it's a song, people. It's a song.
Yes, you've got to listen and think about the song that we play when we tell you.
They might. That's two things, listening and thinking.
If you can do that.
Yeah, that's what makes a competition hard.
Ooh.
That's what makes it a challenge.
Two things at once.
It's what excludes retards from the competition.
Foxy, like not allowed to enter. Wow, Bottery, great minds think alike there.
I know, we do.
But fools really differ.
What?
That was lame.
It's the end of the saying.
How people counteract that? Great minds think alike, but fools rarely differ.
It's the end of the saying.
Which basically means that the only people who think differently are kind of averagely intelligent.
Average Joe is like...
like more Joe. To the point.
Joe. No, but Joe's great because he tells
point. We're now playing Fear Factory. This isn't the competition song, so don't go emailing us with... Fear Factory,
because obviously we did just introduce it. That'd be stupid. Do you think we're idiots?
This is just a song. This is just the build up to the competition.
It's a good song though. This bit of industrial metal for you.
Fear Factory and Self Bias Resistor. Yes, Self Bias Resistor. Have fun. This is the new news segment where we all read, or some of us anyway, read or think about. A small item of hilarious local news.
It doesn't, well, not necessarily local news. Just any news. I haven't put the backing music on yet.
There's no backing music here.
There you go. This is Fusion.
Rocket.
Anyway, I thought this might suit the news related articles. Anyway, I thought we could all talk about something in the news.
Interesting in our little world.
It doesn't necessarily have to be local, it's just the more interesting things are happening locally. So.
Okay. Right. At my local primary school, I'm not naming names, but it was my old primary school. Today, they're having a Dress Like a Muslim Day, seriously, at the school. I personally think this is a little racist, but I guess they're trying to build up acceptance for people who wear different clothes and with people different ideas. But it just seems a little weird to me.
Considering this is Yorkshire and we're possibly the most backward county ever.
Fuck on!
All the girls are probably going to be dressed in hijabs, I think that's what they call them.
Yeah, the big black.
Yeah, I only learnt that a few days ago.
Because it's on the news. Everyone must be seeing this.
Joe, stop texting. I heard that.
I heard that too. Okay.
All the girls will be wearing sheets over their heads.
We were.
And all the guys will probably have bombing waistcoats on. Which, I mean, isn't really promoting acceptance.
Yeah. And the men will be dominating women and all this sort of thing. And it just seems a little strange to us. We are not racist in any way, shape or form.
This I just think compliment. It's really, really foolish, seeing as though all them parents are probably white farmers who believe that Asians are people who come and mug you in your bed.
They are all wasps, though, aren't they? Although they're not American, they are wasps. Yeah, so I remember at primary school I did a Dress Like a Victorian Day.
We did a Dress Like a Victorian
and
Day.
And one of our pupils actually got whipped.
What?
Yes. That's,
seriously?
That's what, so this is why I'm wondering, what type of Muslim... like activities are they going to do? Are they going to take it to the extremes?
You have a high chance of becoming racist here. Be careful what you say.
Okay, I'm going to end it at that, I think.
Yeah. My story is just... this is in the local newspaper, and it takes up barely anything. And it was woman assaulted by naked man. It was just a naked man ran up to a woman, they fell on the floor, and then he sort of grabbed onto her, then stood up and ran away, basically.
That
about 20.
Sounds horrendous.
What's that interesting thing about the coffee mon?
About coffee mon?
You know, if a naked man did that to me, I probably wouldn't tell the police.
Mm.
Not because I'm... Not because I swing that way. I'm not gay. But because it's just not that important.
I think I would change there, Joe. Thank you.
I think I would.
Change.
You don't tell the police?
No, I tell everyone.
Yeah, Foxy would be proud of it, and he'd probably have done more with the naked man. Foxy probably is the naked man.
Yeah.
Were you the naked man? Anyway, the other story is a successful coffee morning in Bishop Burton Methodist Chapel raised £231.20 for Macmillan Cancer Support.
I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
It is a good thing, but it's just a shame that it took up all of, what, half an inch?
Yeah.
Maybe a whole inch.
And I think it's a shame that when I said that's a good thing, I wasn't actually holding a microphone, so no one actually heard that.
So, have you got any news? Have you found anything? You don't necessarily have to look at Humber.
I'm butting in here.
The region's men are fattest in England.
That was yesterday's news, buddy.
Yeah. Old news.
Can I just say, everyone in this room is relatively thin, apart from
Foxy. Foxy. Who's a big lard ass.
Do you have anything to say to that, Foxy?
No, but I'm butting in with some news here. If you're a paedophile, then you can meet the Beverly Town Mohicans under-9s football team. It's in the paper here. They are under-9, and they're very ready to be raped if you're a paedophile. This is Friday's news. This is old news. Sorry, you can't meet them anymore.
So we were worried about being racist, but Foxy is now just...
He's inviting
paedophilia.
Is it basically inviting paedophiles to an under-9s football match?
Well, actually, I'm not inviting them. They've already been invited by the paper. It just says there, meet Beverly Town under-9s. So it wasn't me, it was the paper.
It actually does state it. I'll confirm that.
Think you'll find I'm not the pedo. They are.
Okay, shall we move away from our news section of the program?
Let's move away from the news section. Shall we tell? At risk of insulting someone or possibly.
Should we go on to the next section?
Or a gender group?
The next section is the awesome competition.
Yes, that's what I was just about to say. Great minds think alike.
We do.
We all do.
Apart from Foxy.
Notice Foxy said nothing.
He's just being. He's trying to attach two cables that don't fit together.
He's trying to attach a mic plug.
I think he's trying to replicate sex with plugs that don't fit. Oh.
I could explain the story.
I was going to say that. I would just do this.
The male and female plugs.
They can't see that.
Well, most people who really care about plugs will probably know that the long thin bit is called the male and the socket area is called the female.
I thought it was quite ingenious.
It's just common sense, really.
But anyway, as we were going to say, we're getting on to this awesome competition, which is the next segment of the show.
Let's explain this. We're going to play you a song, and you have to tell us which two songs it's made up of.
We want the artist and the song name.
Of both songs.
Because they've been mixed together in a DJ styly.
Oh, yes.
Will they know the DJ and be able to find out? Because if you can be able to find out...
If you find out the DJ, then we will do anything for you.
Foxy will do anything. We'll do anything sane or something.
We'll do quite a lot, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel quite vulnerable here. I'm just being told I'll do anything, really.
Yeah, but Foxy, come on. If a hot guy was to type in with the right answer, and he said, I want sex off Foxy.
Well, no, the hot guy would have to be over 100. Otherwise, it just voids the gayness, really. It gets to a certain point where it just becomes necrophilia. And then that's okay.
Okay.
It's gay, and then it's just necrophilia.
So, can I just say, Foxy's promoted paedophilia and necrophilia
I haven't promoted paedophilia. Can we get this straight? It's in the paper.
That was the noise of rustling
paper. Alright then, but yes.
More to the point, but also this one was actually remixed by someone else, but in future shows we may actually remix two songs ourselves.
We could try to do our own remixes.
They may be absolutely shit, but that's okay because we can just mock.
We can just mock whoever did the remixes, most likely me.
And then you still have to guess out of these two crappy, well not crappy songs, probably good songs mixed together crappily, you still have to guess the song, so it's still good.
I might make some shit songs.
Fine. What about a shit song and a good song? Do you think it'll average out as a mediumly crap song?
Yeah, you could. Oh, it might end up just being amazing.
It might do.
But are we going to actually play this song? Because I do absolutely love this song.
Okay, let's play the song. This is the competition song.
I was about to say who it was there, just naturally, as we were announcing it.
Email us or messages on MySpace. Don't comment, because then everyone else can
see. And the email addresses are...
smiddy@numcast.com,
joe@numcast.com,
or crew@numcast.com.
So here is the mystery song.
Hey, it worked. Straight in with the backing music.
We're mint, aren't we?
Huzzah! And for anyone that can't see, which is everybody, apart from everyone in this room, Smiddy played with himself for a good 5 seconds during the song. And in fact, I'm rather hard right now. It was that arousing. I mean, really, it was just so hot.
We now have homosexuality, necrophilia, and paedophilia.
Homosexuality isn't
as bad.
On the same level at all.
It's also
really
illegal.
In fact, it's not legal, and it's on the same level as everything else. Not saying that I'm actually gay, but you really shouldn't look down on them. On them.
However, Foxy is bi. So we
so
do.
Anybody who would like to email in, he's free and single.
You're muted, good friend. You're bye. You're bye. The end.
I'm muted. Yeah. Foxy's so bye.
Back to the point of the competition.
I'm not bye.
Shut up, Foxy.
To the point of the competition, we just want to say, depending on how many emails in we get with answers, the first one in will get their song played, but after that we'll give out your shout outs that you have.
And we will love you forever.
No rude or insulting anybody else shoutouts, please. Just good ones.
Well, they can be slightly.
Well, they can be rude, but don't bully lambast people totally, because that's just harsh.
Don't be like, Foxy's bi, therefore I need to go to like a deaf camp because I'm a Nazi. None of that stuff.
Please.
Because we embrace homosexuality and bisexuality,
but
we
not Nazism.
We just don't embrace Foxy.
Yeah, but that's part of the joke.
Yeah.
This is an in-joke for us, which isn't particularly in.
And soon it'll be an in-joke for all of you too. Not the band.
Now, here's a reminder on how to enter that competition. If you could name both the artist and the songs that were mixed together, then email us at smiddy@numcast.com.
joe@numcast.com.
Or crew@numcast.com.
We're getting good at that.
Yeah, we are quite.
I just wish I could say bottery@numcast.com, but that will come soon. Do not email that yet, please.
We've got to say, we should make a theme song for the email address. We need a phone number with a theme song.
We do.
So it can be like 07942. Like.
3.
Someone give a mic to Foxy.
Okay.
Can we please do the IT Crowd theme song right now? Please.
I can't remember what it is.
Okay, here goes. 0800-999-8819-9119-725-3. Awesome.
Wow, I'm so impressed.
I was quite impressed by that.
I was too. I tried memorising it, but I failed.
I never tried it.
Well, we've spent numerous maths lessons trying that, to remember that.
Well done.
I just like the 3 bit on the end.
We have actually included a third person into our IT Crowd quotes.
Or at least we tried to.
Who? Who?
It was Alison, but she hasn't memorised her gen quotes yet.
Because we're the guys. I'm Moss.
Amateur hour. I'm Roy. I'm supposed to have a bad accent.
Do it.
Do it.
Would you like to go on a date with me?
That's shit. That's poor.
But of course, if no one's seen it, then that was actually the bad impression by someone else doing a bad impression. So.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was you, Foxy.
Anyway,
no, that's the impression to the realm. That was the impression by Jen of Moss.
So, Roy.
Of Roy, yeah. Same guy. It's really just the same guy. I mean, if you haven't seen it, he just sort of goes, fuck, run.
What are you doing,
no,
Foxy?
No one caught any of that. It was just like, fuck.
Actually, I was watching Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. It's actually really funny. You know, with Richard Ayoade, whatever his name is.
I saw that on, but I don't think I ever actually bothered watching it. Does it have something to do with the Sniperist?
Sniperist? Is that the...
I don't know.
There's a village sniperist or something who just shoots people.
Is that the correct word?
I have no idea.
For a person who's sniperist.
Sure, just sniper.
Yeah. Well, they have a village sniper who just shoots people.
The only one I saw was the one where... he has some kind of weird son, and it's some kind of like alien, and he jumps really high and gets caught in some blades by a helicopter. Sucked. Phil!
We were doing it, it sucks. It goes doo-doo-doo.
There we are, okay.
Can I just, seeing as though I wasn't paying attention to that conversation and I don't know whether it's over yet, I'm going to start a new one.
The conversation was over, yes.
Okay, that's alright then. I went to Hull Fair yesterday, and foolishly bought a £4 sword. It's odd, because I went up and asked, how much are the swords? And she said, they're £4.
Is that me?
That you was bastard. You. I went up to her and said...
You absolute bastard.
Okay, you absolute bastard. No, it's my screensaver. It's all the pictures.
Let's ignore them and carry on with
it's
your stories,
it's all the pictures in my pictures folder.
Well, I went to Hull Fair yesterday, and I went up muted. To her and asked how much the swords were, and she said £4. And then I thought, oh, that's all right, I'll buy one. 5 seconds later down the road, I'm just holding the sword, flicking it on and on, and thinking, what the hell did I spend £4 on this shit for?
It's quite immense. I'll buy it.
It's quite good. It's not worth £4.
I'll buy it off you for £3.50.
No.
That's obviously worth it.
Obviously.
Phil.
That change key. Shit. Change key.
There you go. See, they're good. They're
it
good.
It doesn't feel when it changes
Foxy's
key.
Foxy's making obscene gestures towards me.
The only thing I wish this had is cowbell.
It must have a cowbell.
It doesn't. Look, the percussion, just about, it has drums. We have cymbals.
My drum kit has a cowbell, people. I thought I'd mention that. My drum kit actually has a cowbell.
I want one. Give me one. I could always just do some random other noises. I could do a harmonica sound.
Anyway, I think they find the keyboard interesting because they cannot actually see you playing.
By the way, what's a clavy?
No idea.
C-L-A-V-R.
Okay, email us in at either...
It's a clavichord.
Smiddy@numcast.com.
It's just basically like a chord.
Harpsichord.
Yeah. Alright.
It doesn't matter because we've already worked out how it is, so do not email us in whatever that thing is.
But remember, do email us in if you know the answer to our competition song that was played just a few minutes ago. And because it's a podcast, you can rewind it
if you haven't
and play the song
if,
again.
If you leaked people out there have a MySpace, just come over and have a look at ours and add us and listen to the latest.
It's myspace.com/numcast because we're highly inventive.
Numcast is such a cool name.
So, if you know the answer and you, for some reason, can't email smiddy@numcast.com.
Do not comment us with the answer because then everyone else will be able to see the answer and that would be lame. Messages.
Messages, okay. Indeed.
By the way, yes, I am just playing with the tempo of the backing music.
We don't really care.
No, we can't hear a difference whatsoever.
You can't, but the listeners will be able to. Anyway, I feel we
them.
Should say goodbye quite soon. How far?
We're at 46 minutes, so yes, quite I long. Believe we should.
And play our final song?
We should. Our final song is Heartbeats by The Knife.
If anyone's interested, this is the original version of Jose Gonzalez's Heartbeats, because most people think he did it, but he didn't. It was The Knife. You know the one with the Bouncy Ball advert? Love that.
That's a mint song.
Yes.
But anyway, to say goodbye. Goodbye, listeners. And
goodbye.
Remember, enter our competition.
Goodbye.
Can I add a final fill?
Goodbye, guys. We're not playing yet.
It seems we are not. I had
he's not ready.
Previously well done, got myself ready. So yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.